The New Testament reading of Scripture for this Pentecost Sunday comes in Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 21. This is the subtitle, is The Holy Spirit Comes. Listen to hear God's Word. On the day of Pentecost, 7 weeks after Jesus' resurrection, the believers were meeting together in one place. Suddenly, there was a sound from heaven like the roaring of a mighty windstorm in the skies above them. And they filled the house where they were meeting. Then what looked like flames or tongues of fire appeared and settled on each of them. And everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit and began speaking in other languages, as the Holy Spirit had gave them this ability. Godly Jews from many nations were living in Jerusalem at the time, and when they heard this sound, they came running to see what it was all about. They were bewildered to hear their own languages being spoken by the believers. They were beside themselves and wondered, "How can this be?" they exclaimed. "These people are from Galilee, and yet we hear them speaking the languages of the land where we were born. Here we are, Parthians and Medes and Elamites and people from Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, the province of Asia, Phrygia, Egypt, and the land of Libra, towards the Cyrene visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cyrenes and Arabians, and we all hear these people speaking in our own languages about the wonderful thing God has done." They stood there amazed and perplexed. "What could this mean?" they asked each other. But the others in the crowd were mocking them. "Well, they're drunk, that's all. They're drunk." But Peter preached to the crowd. Verse 14. Then Peter stepped forward with the 11 other apostles and shouted to the crowd, "Listen carefully, all of you, fellow Jews and residents of Jerusalem. Make no mistake about this. Some of you are saying these people are drunk. It isn't true. It's much too early for that. People don't get drunk by 9 o'clock in the morning. No, what you see this morning was predicted centuries ago by the prophet Joel. This is what he said. In the last days, God said, I will pour out my spirit upon all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions, and your old men will dream dreams. In those days, I will pour out my spirit upon all of my servants, men and women alike, and they will prophesy. And I will call wonders in heavens above the signs of the earth, and below, blood and fire and clouds of smoke. Then the sun will be turned into darkness, and the moon will turn blood red before that great and glorious day that the Lord arrives." In verse 21, "And anyone who calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved." What a blessed promise that we have. Through the grace and the love of the Holy Spirit, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Little Ralphieism added.